Hi. Hello. Oh, you remember me? Great. Of course I remember you. You were one of my daughter's gang, one of the guys always hanging out at the house. This was such a beautiful wedding, wasn't it? You looked so handsome in your tux. All the ushers did. And the bride, just gorgeous. Can we stand over here for a minute? Yeah, just out of the way a bit. Hey, mister, my eyes are up here. I'm just kidding. That's what I came over about. I saw you looking at the top of my dress, and I remembered you always looking at me like that back when you were in high school. You guys were always teasing your friend Brian that he wanted to have sex with me. Now that you guys are all out of college, I can tell you this. He did have sex with me. Basically, from his 18th birthday until like last year. Whenever he was single and horny, I could tell you always wanted me to. And I thought, this is our chance. Will you fuck me? Yes, really. No, I'm not kidding. No one put me up to this. Please. I can see you want to. Please. Fine. I'm begging you. We don't have much time. I need you to fuck me. Right here. Right now. Don't say maybe. Let me show you something. Here. I took my panties off in the bathroom about 10 minutes ago. See how wet they are? Keep them. They're tiny, but I have hardly any room in this clutch. Seriously. I will do anything if you fuck me right now. Please. Sit on this bench. Are you hard? Oh, you are hard. This is going to be amazing. I promise. Pull it out and start stroking it. I'll see if anyone's coming. Get it hard, and when it's all clear, I'll just get right on. And start stroking it. Oh, that's a beautiful cock. I bet the girls love that. Do you miss college? All that young, available pussy? I can't wait to have that inside me. Okay, not yet. People are still filing out. Oh, I love watching a guy stroke thinking about me. This wedding has reminded me what a slut I am. Remember that time everyone was at my house playing volleyball in the backyard, and Brian was gone for so long you came looking for him, and we were in the kitchen? He'd just blown his load in my mouth and we were trying to cover. That's why I didn't talk. I just nodded. Stop stroking. Put it away. Someone's coming. Oh my God, that was close. I hope no one catches us. Can you imagine the scandal? Just because I'm a slut doesn't mean I want everyone here knowing. Okay, all clear. Get it out and start stroking again. Here, let me pull out my tits so you can see them. You've been waiting like 6 years. Aren't they amazing? I'm pretty fucking proud of these tits. Just imagine your cock in between them. I've been imagining it for years. People are still wandering out, but not our way. You know, it pays to be careful. I've never been caught. One time, Alex came over to see my daughter. That's right, Alex, the guy who just got married. And one thing led to another, and we had pretty fucking hot sex. That was the only time Alex and I did it. He was just leaving, going out the back, when Brian knocked at the door. He thought I was so wet because I was horny. And I was, but he was using his friend's cum as lube. Oh, that was a fun day. That's the great thing about a young cock. What they don't have in technique, they make up for in enthusiasm. They call up, come over, and just use me as a fuck toy. I love that Brian never got attached. I was just two beautiful tits and some holes to come in. Alex was always so thankful that I fucked him, but it was so much hotter that Brian used my mouth and my pussy the way all the other teenagers use their hands and some tissues. I love sex, but that boy made me come hungry. Let me put my mouth on you a little. That's amazing. Oh my God, put away, put away. Oh my God, hey, Reverend. We were just talking about what an amazing service that was. So meaningful, really deep. Yes, we'll see you at the reception. Oh, yeah. All right. Get it out and start stroking again. Anyway, I'm sitting there watching the wedding, getting wet, thinking about Brian and Alex, and I remember I've had sex with the best man. What's his name? Right. Everyone calls him Buddy, right? Not a genius, but God, that six-pack. My daughter always said he might be gay, but he didn't seem gay railing me in the hot tub. Oh man, his mom hated me. I don't think she likes how I went to all their baseball games in Daisy Dukes and tube tops. And I didn't even have a son to play in the games. I think I fucked more kids from my daughter's friend group than she did. So then I realized I even fucked the bride's dad. It was back in the 90s, between my first and second husband. All I remember is that I did a striptease for him, and his tongue was magic on my pussy. If he wasn't so out of shape now, I'd probably let him do it a little. Oh my God, that's heavenly. Anyway, I thought you and Todd were the only guys in the wedding party I hadn't fucked, and then I remembered I sucked Todd's cock in the parking lot behind O'Hanlon's pub one night. It was dumb and I was drunk, but sometimes I start thinking about sucking a nice hard cock, and then I just have to do it. There's a guy on a cell phone who won't go away. Listen, talking about the groom's dad made me want your tongue on my clit, just a little. Okay. Perfect. I'm gonna keep watching and talking. You just scoot over, hold up my dress, and go to town from behind. That way I can still see around the corner. Oh, that's it. Oh, God, that's it. Oh, God. Oh. Was that your girlfriend out there? Just a date? It turns me on knowing she's out there waiting for you. I can't help picturing her waiting for you to come back when all the ushers have, and you're here, face buried in some cougar's pussy. You gonna kiss her later? With a face that smells like my juices? Oh, that's just too terrible. Why do I think these horrible, slutty things all the time? Wanna know a secret? I've even messed around with the bride and maid of honor. It was just some making out and fondling in the hot tub, but I got off on the jets. So I'm counting it. That tub was the only good thing my second husband ever did for me. I can't wait any longer. I'll stay bent over like this watching the cell phone guy and you just fuck me. Oh, I can't stay quiet. Put your hand over my mouth. You gonna come already? You feel like you're about to come. I don't want you to come. I know I'm evil. I just don't want it to be over. I want to sit on you and try to come. Yes. Come inside me. Oh my God, if I haven't come when you do, it'll push me over the edge. I love a guy spurting inside me. It's so flattering. I mean, I'm old enough to be your mother, and you're this excited about me? What's better than that? Are you gonna come? Oh, come now. Oh, come now. Please come now. Oh God. Oh, fill me with your hot cum. Oh, that's so good. Oh, so good. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Keep going until it's soft. Don't pull out. Oh, I want to taste myself and you. Oh, I'll never get tired of that, no matter how old I get. Thank you for that. Thank you. Now, let me see if there's. Oh, hey, Reverend. Yeah, sure, I can give you a ride to the reception. I was just finished talking with my daughter's friend here about, old times.